From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. The state of Missouri's net revenue increased by 5% in its last fiscal year, according to data released by Budget Director Dan Hogg. Net revenue is the amount of money made after expenses. Revenue growth exceeded expectations for the state's fiscal year, which ran from July 2017 through the end of this past June. Lawmakers crafted a budget based on an estimated 4% growth over the time period, but budget leaders later cut back those expectations, slicing the projections in half. The 5% net growth exceeded both projections. This growth led to individual and corporate income taxes growing by about 6%, while sales tax collections increased by around 2%. Mountain lions may be making a reappearance in the state after being declared extinct in Missouri in the 1920s. The Kansas City Star reports that genetic material left behind on a dead elk in Shannon County confirmed the presence of a mountain lion. The material matched that of a mountain lion that had been trapped in 2012. Experts say there's not yet evidence of a permanent breeding population, but it may be just a matter of time. The two closest populations of the big cats are in Texas and South Dakota. The Missouri Department of Conservation has only confirmed about 70 mountain lion sightings in the state since the 1990s. Missouri's Democrats are facing a conversation about their abortion rights stances after the party recently adopted an amendment welcoming anti-abortion candidates on June 30th. The amendment came as Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement from the Supreme Court, which opened the possibility that Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion, could be overturned. The Kansas City Star reports the amendment welcomes, quote, all Missourians who may hold differing positions on abortion, and sees diversified views as a strength. St. Louis Alderwoman Annie Rice says she's fine with a personal objection to abortion, but is concerned about how the candidates will vote once elected. The Columbia Missourian reports that American Campus Community Services will pay almost $500,000 to plaintiffs who said in a federal class action lawsuit that they were deceived by the student housing company's marketing practices. American Campus Communities runs the Cottages of Columbia, Grindstone Canyons, and Forest Village in Woodlake. Residents allege they entered into leases based on advertisements of monthly rental rates, quote, even though the lease only lasted 11 and a half months. They said this resulted in them paying twice what they should have for the last 2 weeks of their leases. Of the money ACC will pay, $275,000 is considered to be of the class benefit fund that will be divided evenly among the claimants. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.